We're staying with our top story of the day, news that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus. Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, what is your reaction first off to this news?
Well, it's obviously shocking to have the President of the United States facing and the First Lady facing a very serious illness. It's a big event, and it's a frightening event, certainly for the nation, and we hope that he recovers. It's also predictable. I mean, given what we've been hearing about the practices in the White House and at rallies, there was a higher likelihood this would happen.
You say it's a higher likelihood. We know, though, in terms of precedent, and that's really what we would love you to look at right now, that it's not the first time there's been a health crisis inside the White House. Let's think back to President Woodrow Wilson about 100 years ago during the flu pandemic of 1918. What happened then?
Yeah, well, that's a very important case where this takes place, his presidency, in the middle of a major pandemic. And historians are pretty convinced that he suffers the effects of the flu. He'll then have a stroke. And in the end of his presidency, he's incapacitated and he's really not running things at the White House. It goes from bad to worse, and it undercut his ability to handle the post-World War I period. And the public really didn't know what was going on. This is a mark of just how serious the consequences of a major illness can be.
And President Franklin Roosevelt, this is in terms of his own personal health issues, the 1930s and 40s, he had polio. He was very sick during World War II. In fact, he died when he was in office. Let's listen to a little bit of audio now from a radio broadcast announcing that news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.
Julian, how much of a surprise did that come as? Because the general public didn't really know Roosevelt was sick, and that was pretty typical because later President Kennedy had health issues that people didn't know about. I think he had Addison's disease and other serious health issues. What lessons can we draw from that, and how much the public knows and is entitled to know?
Yeah, the public didn't know the severity of FDR's struggle with heart disease, which was diagnosed pretty early in 1944, and the doctor didn't think he could make it through a second term, but the public didn't know that. And it's only now when you look back at physical images of him that you could see just how bad he was, which many colleagues suspected. I think the lesson is we should know that, that given this is a Democratic choice, there's no reason to hide major health information about a president. And I think when people look back at FDR, it's not whether he should or should not have been reelected, but it's a question of why not have that information in front of us.
Yeah, and we should say that the media was complicit in that at the time, certainly with John F. Kennedy. It was basically understood that they would sort of look the other way and not let the public know. That's not certainly the situation right now, and it's quite different because there's so much we don't know about the coronavirus and its effects on individuals. But in terms of the larger issue here, these are very uncertain times already. We still don't know how serious the infection will be for specifically the president. When a president does fall ill in some way, what does it do to the psyche of the American public?
Well, it certainly comes as a shock, even if there has been hints that this could happen, as there have been with COVID. There's concerns that emerge naturally about the national security status of the country when the president can't put his or her full attention on that issue. And the president is still the leader of the nation. And so to have the leader incapacitated in any fashion or in a state of physical uncertainty, I think unsettles the democracy. And we'll see that everywhere from public opinion to what happens in the markets and what happens in the economy. So there's many ramifications for this happening.
What is the best thing that a president, a White House, the president's administration can do to try and reassure the American public at a time like this?
Well, I think one thing that's always true is transparency. I think what we've learned since the 1960s is that the public should know, and it's better if they know what's going on. I think the public can gain some sense of confidence as other leaders of government can and the corporate world, if they understand exactly the severity and how the situation is being contained. In this case, there's another element because this comes after the president hasn't seemed to take this seriously, from social distancing to wearing masks at events. And so I think the second step is to show that the White House understands that they have to live with the same precautions as all other Americans.
Yeah, but can you imagine that happening right now, especially at this point close to the election? This is one of the things that President Trump has taken a stand on. What could be done to, in many ways, rectify that?
Yeah, what should happen is different than what will happen. And even today, when Chief of Staff Mark Meadows came out, it was noted he didn't wear a face mask. And he's been in contact with the president. So I don't know if there'll be any kind of awakening to what this is about and some subsequent change of behavior. More likely, you know, the president will try to downplay it even as he has it and continue to defend his approach to the pandemic.
So how does that affect the final month of the campaign, both for the president and for Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, we don't know. Obviously, part of this will depend on the symptoms and how long the recovery is. It will take him off the campaign stage to some extent for a while. If Joe Biden is healthy, he'll have more opportunity now to be out there while the president is not. The president will use Twitter. He'll still make statements if he's physically capable of doing it. I think the biggest risk is it for the president. It puts the pandemic front and center, and that's one of his greatest vulnerabilities. So we're talking about the one issue he doesn't want to talk about.
Well, it's good to talk to you on this historic day. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.